你有没有想过 A4纸的尺寸是210×297？
Have you ever thought that the size of A4 paper is 210×297?
为什么不做成210×300取个整数呢？
Why not make it 20×300 to get an integer?
这个故事还得从18世纪末德国造纸厂两位大爷的闲聊开始。
This story starts with the conversation between two old men in a German paper mill at the end of the 18th century.
老李说
Old Li,
咱们就造一个1米×1米的纸。
Let's make a 1 meter square of paper.
好一平方，嫌大了自己拿回去裁。
That's a great opportunity for you to take it back.
老王一拍大腿，没毛病，干。
Old Wang is right. Hitting your leg is a good way to get rid of likes.
结果货发出去半年。
The goods were shipped out 6 months ago.
工厂自媒体的账号私信爆掉了。
The account of the factory's self-media has been hacked.
用户大骂，你们这个纸太暗了。
Users complain that your paper is too dark.
用的。
Collapsed.
对折是长方形，再对折变成了正方形。
Folding a long strip in half and then folding it in half again results in a square.
一会长一会短的，浪费极大。
A little bit grows, a little bit shortens, wasting a lot.
给狗狗都不用。
Not for dogs.
老王和老李也是没招了。
Old Wang and Old Li gave up.
提着一箱牛奶和面包去请教了当时的大科学家利希滕贝格。利大爷听完嘴角微微翘起。
He carried a box of milk and bread to ask the great scientist Listenberg for advice. After listening to him, Listenberg smiled slightly.
在纸上写下了一组数字。
I wrote down a set of numbers on paper.
841×1189.
84.1 multiplied by 1.189.
你们不是要个一平米的纸吗？
You just want a 1 square meter piece of paper, right?
这个面积无限接近一平米。
This area is approaching 1 square meter.
但它的牛逼之处在于。
But his brilliance lies in
无论对折多少次，长宽比例永远不变。
No matter how many times you fold the length and width, the ratio will always remain the same.
他两位大爷听不懂。
He couldn't understand his two grandfathers.
还画了一个图解释。
I also drew a diagram to explain it.
841×1189
84.1 multiplied by 1.189.
对折就是594×841.
Folding in half is 5/9 multiplied by 8/9.
再对折就是420×594.
Fold it again, then multiply 420 by 594.
一直对折四次。
Fold it in half repeatedly.
就是210×297
220 multiplied by 97
也就是我们现在用的 A4 纸的尺寸
That is the size of A4 paper which we currently use
这样一来
That's how it works
从大海报到小手册
From the newspaper to the small manual
以及各种文件尺寸都不用改
And the file sizes don't need to be changed
直接放大缩小就行。
Just zoom in and out directly.
内容不会变形。
The content will not be distorted.
关键还不会造成浪费。
This is also a key factor that prevents waste.
两位大爷看完泪流满面。
Two old men were moved to tears.
呀，还得是科学家呀。
Still a scientist.
这个故事发生在1922年的德国。
This story takes place in Germany in 1922.
我后来这个规格被国际标准化组织采纳。
Later, this specification was adopted by the International Organization for Standardization.
成了全球通用的 ISO 216标准。
It has become a globally recognized ISO 26 standard.
所以你看，不是大家不想用整数。
So, you see, it's not that everyone doesn't want to use integers.
而是这个看似奇怪的尺寸。
Instead, this seemingly strange size
给全世界带来了极大的便利。
Brought great convenience to the world.
也节约了巨量的资源。
Also saved a huge amount of resources.
点个关注。
Follow me.
还想知道什么冷知识，评论区告诉我，下期安排。
What else would you like to know? Let me know in the comments, and I'll come up with a topic.